Today's session.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台，还有我们今天的系列。
Today we'll be speaking on foundations for freedom.
今天我们要谈的是得到自由的根基。
How we can be set free from evil spirits.
要怎么样从邪灵的辖制底下的释放
？I want to begin by looking at something that Jesus taught.
首先，我们来看耶稣所教导的。
It's found in Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 to verse 45.
这个是在马太福音的第十二章，从第43节到45节。
Jesus has just prayed and set a man tremendously free from an evil spirit.
我们就看到说，耶稣为一个人祷告，然后就让他身上的污鬼离开。
And then an argument begins about his ministry.
可是接下来就产生了很多的这个争执。
So he brings some teaching around the area of deliverance ministry.
那就因为这样子，所以耶稣对于这个释放的部分开始做一些教导。
He begins to reveal some things about it.
他开始就来显明一些事情。
And specifically, he talks about what happens after the spirit leaves a person.
尤其这个教导是讲到一个邪灵离开人之后会发生什么事。
In verse 43,
我们来看43节。
When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, but he finds none.
污鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。
Then he says, I will return to my house from where I've come out. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order.
于是说我要回到我所出来的屋里去，到了就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。
Then he goes and he takes seven more spirits more worse than him, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first.
便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人末后的境况比先前更不好了。这邪恶的世代也要如此。
There are many things that we can learn from this.
所以从这一段我们可以学到很多事情。
Jesus describes what happens when a person gets delivered from evil spirits.
第一个就是当一个邪灵离开人之后会发生什么事。
The spirit leaves the person.
污鬼离开人。
Leaves them rapidly.
而且是很快的离开
，because it's terrified of the anointing and presence of the Holy Spirit.
是因为看到圣灵的同在就被吓到了。
So when a spirit goes out of a person,
所以污鬼离开人
，it flees away in terror.
是带着极大的恐惧逃跑。
But then it looks for another place to live.
但是它一出去之后，又要再找别的地方可以进去。
Evil spirits can live in buildings.
比方说邪灵可以住在一个建筑物里头。
They can dwell in objects.
会住在一个物体上面。
They can enter animals.
也可以进入动物的身上。
But mostly they want to get access to a person.
可是最主要，他们想要住在人的身上。
So they can express themselves through the person.
好，透过那个人来彰显他们的力量。
And mock God, by violating.What God has designed.
那借由这个人的彰显的一切邪灵的作为，来嘲笑神他一切的作为。
Notice the spirit says, "I will return to my house from where I came out."
我们看四十四节，这个邪灵他说，我要回到我出来的那个屋子。
So here's the key teaching we can learn from this passage.
从这一段我们可以学到很重要的这个教导。
Deliverance from evil spirits must be followed up by a changed life.
就是一个人，他一旦从邪灵底下得了释放之后，他一定要有一个改变的生命。
Evil spirits are cast out of a person.
一个邪灵离开人之后
，and they don't make changes to the way they think and live and act.
那个人如果他没有开始来学习改变他的这个思想行为
，there's every danger the evil spirit will relocate them and try to enter them again.
他就面临到一个危险，就是原来的邪灵还会再重新回去他的身上。
Notice the demon says, "I'll return to my house from where I've come out," and then he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order.
这个邪灵他就讲说，我要回到我所出来的屋子。到了那边，他看到里面空闲，也打扫干净。
The word empty means to be on holiday or to be taking a rest, to loiter around doing nothing.
所以这个空闲呢，中文很意思就很清楚，就是空在那边也闲着没事。
So there's no place of being neutral.In this area of warfare with evil spirits.
换句话说，在这个地方就好像是一个没有任何属灵征战发生的一个地带。
When we get set free from an evil spirit,
当我们从邪灵底下得到释放
，we must learn how to walk filled with the Holy Spirit and stay free.
接下来要学习的是能够随时的一直走在圣灵当中，让我们持续的保持那样的自由。
So we'll devote a whole teaching session to walking in freedom.
那我们后面会有一堂课，会完全的讲到是怎么样的一直活在自由里。
But in this session, I want to focus on the foundations for freedom.
但是这一堂我们要谈的是整个得自由的根基。
When you're going to build a building, you build on a foundation.
我们今天要盖一栋房子，也一定要先打地基。
So the foundations for a person to be set free.
所以对于一个人要得自由，他的根基是什么
？There's two parts to it.
它有两个部分。
Number one.
第一。
What Jesus did.
就是先看耶稣做了什么。
Number two, our response to that.
第二是我们采取的回应。
In other words, you have a part to play.
换句话说，你在这个部分上面，你要有一些作为。
So often we just want someone to pray for us and do all the work.
很多基督徒往往都会想说，只要有别人为我祷告就够了。
But this is your life.
可是这是你的生命。
Freedom is your responsibility and your choice.
所以自由是完全在乎你个人的选择。
So you need to make decisions.
你自己要先做一个选择。
That you will align with God so that you can stay be set free and stay free.
就是你要随时随地对准神，与神合一，才能够让你一直活。
So let's have a look at what Jesus has done for us.
那我们接下来看耶稣为我们做了什么。
Colossians chapter 2,
第二章。
And verse 13 through to verse 15.
第十三到第十五节。
Now I want you to remember from our last session.
我们要先去回想我们上一堂课讲的。
We asked the question, how do evil spirits enter people?
那一堂课讲到的是邪灵如何进入人的里面。
And we found there were three main avenues that they entered in.
我们有谈到它有三个主要管道。
The first were legal rights.
第一个是合法的权利。
When we sin and break the laws of God.
那指的是我们就是刻意的来违背了神的律法。
Demons enter because of sin.
那第二，那那个这个魔鬼他就可以进来。
And then they seek to establish themselves and to increase the sin in the person's life.
那这个魔鬼也会进来之后，就继续的找机会能够扩张他的权力。
Secondly, wounds or hurts and trauma.
第二是我们受过的伤害创痛。
We all go through painful experiences, sorrowful experiences, and demons can use these to enter our life.
人生在世，我们会有很多经历，造成一些伤痛或痛苦、悲伤。这些都会让邪灵进来。
Thirdly, our response or reaction when we're hurt or experience a trauma.
第三个就是我们在经历各种不同的创痛伤害之后，我们采取的回应。
We can either respond to them in a godly way and get free, or we can respond in an ungodly way and we end up opening the door for more spirits.
我们可以选择按照神他吩咐我们的方式来回应那个创痛，处理那个创痛。我们也可以选择按照自己或者是不属神的态度来回应。
So let's see what Jesus did.
那接下来我们看耶稣的作为。
In Colossians 2:13 through to 15.
这是哥罗西书二章十三到十五节。
It says you were once dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, but now he's made you alive together with him.Having forgiven you all your sins.
十三节，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements against us, contrary to us, he took it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
And having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it.
既将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
So notice what it tells us Jesus has done on our behalf.
这个地方讲到的就是耶稣为我们做了什么。
When he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上。
The Bible tells us very clearly he acted as our representative.
圣经讲得很清楚，他是为了我们做的。
His death on the cross was as a substitute for you and me.
他在十字架上受死是为了你我而做的。
And the Bible says that he took or wiped out the list of every sin and failure that was against us.
第十四节他讲到的说，所有在律例上所写攻击我们的这些，所有有碍于我们的这些东西，全部都涂抹。
So you can imagine the devil being like an accuser, making a list of all of your faults and mistakes.
所以你可以把它想成，就是说今天魔鬼好像是一个，就是好像他不断的在控告你，写出很多的控告你的句句。
In order to accuse you constantly,
他就要持续的来控告你。
And God took all of your sins.
但是神他现在把你所有的罪
，every possible one of them,
所有可能你犯的
，from the earliest stage in your life to the end of your life,
从你起初，然后到你人生结束的那一刻
，He took the whole list of every possible sin and failure.
他把所有过去这一些，包括到未来。
And it was nailed with him to the cross.
现在已经全部都钉在十字架上。
So when Jesus died on the cross,
所以当耶稣死在十字架上
，and shed his blood on your behalf,
为你的缘故流血
，the list of every failure,
所有写下来的这一切的失败错误
，was covered by the blood of Jesus.
现在都被这个十字架宝血所遮盖。
Therefore, he has forgiven you.
那他，所以他赦免你。
And in forgiving you,
那因为赦免你
，he has disarmed or taken away the weapon the devil could use against you.
他就拿走了，夺走了所有一切魔鬼他有可能来攻击你的这种方式。
He removed all the legal rights created by generational sin and curses and by your own sin.
他也把所有我们可能 从祖先来的或我们自己所犯的这一切的罪造成的这种合法管道。
He removed all of the power the devil had to use those against you anymore.
那神他把所有魔鬼他可以使用的有可能来用的这一切的这种方式呢他把他的权力全部都拿走。
In other words, he totally stripped off or disarmed principalities and powers,and then publicly humiliated them in the spirit world.
第十五节就讲到说，所有这一切邪灵的，他们邪灵的权势，他把他全部都掳掠了之后，而且叫他们整个就是感到羞愧。
So sin opens the door to evil spirits.
所以前面讲到犯罪会打开门让魔鬼进来。
And Jesus died on the cross.
但是耶稣死在十字架上。
So our sins can be forgiven.
好，让我们的罪可以得到赦免。
He has provided for you.
耶稣已经为你做了
forgiveness of sins,
他已经让你的罪可以得到赦免
and therefore freedom from all legal accusations the devil could bring and use against you.
因此所有魔鬼他有可能来控告你的任何的东西呢全部都被抹涂抹
The second thing that Jesus did
接下来看耶稣他做的第二件事
is found in Galatians chapter 3,
那是在加拉太书第三章
verse 13 and 14.
十三十四节
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us,For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
In order that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福音，基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So the Bible says Christ has redeemed us.From the curse of the law.
圣经讲得很清楚，基督已经救赎我们，让我们不再受咒诅。
What is the curse of the law?
那什么叫做律法的咒诅？
It's found in Deuteronomy 28.
这个是在申命记第二十八章。
That when we break the laws of God,
讲到说我们一旦触犯了神的律法，
there are a list of consequences that come upon us.
就会有一连串的后果发生。
The curse of the law,
律法的咒诅是
are the consequences of breaking the laws of God.
指的也就是我们触犯神律法所产生的后果。
It's spelled out in detail in Deuteronomy 28.
申命记二十八章就列出清楚列出所有的后果和咒诅。
Patterns of failure in our life in every area of our life.
比方说是我们生命当中很多的领域的部分就会产生一种恶性循环。
Patterns of oppression by evil spirits.
或者是邪灵带来的压迫。
So what has Jesus done?
那耶稣为我们做了什么？
He broke every curse that could come upon you.
他断开所有一切可能会临到我们身上的咒诅。
Whether it be a generational curse,
不管是祖先的咒诅
coming down through your family line,
是透过家族产生的
or a word curse,
或者是话语的咒诅
or a curse someone from the occult has put upon you.
或者是有人他是在异端邪术里头对你所发的咒诅。
Curses, and cause evil spirits to have access to operate.
一有咒诅发生，就会让邪灵他有管道可以进来。
So at the cross,
那在十字架上
，Jesus became a curse for us.
耶稣为我们受了一切的咒诅。
First, he took your sin.
所以第一个，他承担你的罪。
Secondly, he took every curse.
第二，他为你承担一切咒诅。
The Bible says he redeemed us.
然后圣经讲说他又救赎我们。
That means he paid with his own blood the full price to set you free.
所谓的救赎就是要有赎价。就是用耶稣的宝血为我们成了赎价。
There's no more work for you to do for this to happen.
也意思就是你不需要再做任何的事情。
Our work is to apply what Jesus has done on our behalf.
我们所要做的部分是把耶稣他所做的运用在我们的身上。
By exercising faith in his finished work.
是透过我们运用我们的信心，然后接受他所做的。
So legally at the cross.
所以在整个十字架上
，Jesus broke the power of sin.
合法性的，他断开一切的咒诅。
Broke the power of every curse.
断开所有一切的这个咒诅的权势。
Although it's been done legally,
那这一切都是合法的做了。
It's not automatic.
那也，他也是自动就做了。
We need to receive and apply to our life what Jesus has done.
那我们所做的就是只要用信心，然后去接受耶稣所做的，相信他。
And the purpose of him redeeming us.
那他要来救赎我们的目的。
So the blessing.Of Abraham might come upon us.
是让亚伯拉罕的祝福临到我们身上。
You can find that blessing in Genesis 12.
那这个祝福可以在创世纪第十二章找到。
I will bless you.
那神说我要赐福给你。
And you will be a blessing to the nations of the earth.
好，让你也成为多国的祝福。
God wants to pour blessing upon you in every part of your life.
神要让他的祝福临到你人生命当中每一个领域。
And the way he pours that blessing out.
然后他这个他浇灌他祝福的方式。
Is he gives us his Holy Spirit.
就是把他的圣灵赐给你。
So cursing releases evil spirits.
那我们刚刚看到这个呢。咒诅会带来邪灵。
But when we come to Christ,
可是当我们来到基督面前
then God gives us His Holy Spirit,
神就把他的圣灵给我们
and positions us for blessing,
把我们放到一个位置是领受祝福的
favor in every part of our life,
在每一个领域都领受恩宠
imagine what life could be like,
那你去想象生命会有何的美好
free from sin,
完全的脱离罪恶
free from curses,
也脱离咒诅
curses of poverty, curses of failure,
比方说有贫穷的咒诅还有失败的咒诅
curses of sickness,
还有疾病的咒诅
Curses of oppression
还有压迫的咒诅
Curses of family breakdown
家族破、这个家庭破裂的咒诅
Imagine instead living in the blessing of God
去想象你完全活在神的祝福底下
Favor upon your life
然后不断的有恩宠
Favor on your body
身体也有这样的恩宠
Favor on your marriage and family
你的婚姻家庭都有恩宠
Favor on your work
你的工作也有、恩宠
What a generous father we have in heaven
我们在天上的父是何等的慷慨
So Jesus on the cross
所以在十字架上的耶稣
dealt with the issue of sin and legal rights,
他对所有这样的罪还有这种合法的权柄都处理了
curses,
还有对这个咒诅也处理了
What else did he deal with?
他另外又做了什么呢
Find it in Isaiah 53
这个是在旧约圣经以赛亚书第53章
Let's look in Isaiah 53
我们来看以赛亚书53章
And we read a couple of verses
我们来看几处的经文
Verse 3 He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief
第三节，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
So notice that Jesus was despised or scorned and rejected, forsaken by people.
第一个，他就讲到他耶稣，他是被藐视的，被然后被人厌弃，被拒绝的。
The Bible says he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
而且圣经说，耶稣他又是多受痛苦，常经忧患的。
In other words, he intimately knew and experienced grief.
换句话说，他是很清楚的知道这种忧患是什么样的感受。
What it meant to be weak, what it meant to feel sorrow and pain and be betrayed.
就是我们人呢，感受到这种软弱或者是痛苦，这些耶稣都知道。
But it says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
然后他又讲第四节，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
So the nature of Jesus' life and his death on the cross.
所以在整个耶稣他在十字架上所受死的这个部分
，He suffered immense rejection.And sorrows and griefs.
他是承担了一个极大的忧愁、忧伤，还有痛苦。
He was traumatized in how he was treated.
他整个承受到的那种对待呢，也是非常的强烈。
The nature of the whipping.
比方说被鞭打。
The nature of the crowning of thorns.
还有被这个荆棘的冠冕戴上。
The nature of his violent death, naked before people.
他的在整个在世人的面前就几乎是赤身露体的，然后承受的痛苦。
It was a traumatic and painful death.
他承受的那种他死之前所承受痛苦是非常的这个剧烈
but he was acting as our representative
但他所承受的这一切是为了我们
and the Bible says he carried or he lifted up the griefs and sorrows that you and I have
那在这个圣经、形容的时候他担当他背负他其实为的都是我们
surely he carried our griefs and bore our griefs and carried our sorrows
他是担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦
he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities
他、然后他是为我们受了责罚被我们、为我们的过犯受害然后为我们的罪孽压伤
The chastisement of our peace was upon him and by his stripes we healed
因他受的刑罚我们得平安因他受的鞭伤我们得医治
We all like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all
我们都如羊走迷个人偏行己路耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上
So I want you to notice the extent that Christ hasacted on our behalf to set us free.
我想要让大家能够去明白的是耶稣他为了让我们人能够得到一个完全的自由他到底走他做的有多少
In Colossians 2,
这是在哥罗西书第二章
He carried all our sins.
他担当我们一切的罪孽
They were nailed to the cross.
那这一切罪孽都钉在十字架上
The word sin means to fall short.
那这个所谓的罪就是亏负了。
To fail or to lack of living up to what God expects.
亏负没有达到神他的要求期许。
In Galatians 3.
然后加拉太书第三章。
He took all the curses.
他也承担所有的咒诅。
The impact of sin in our life.
那这个咒诅就是在我们的身上所产生的这样影
响。In Isaiah 53.
但是刚刚看到以赛亚书53章。
He took our sorrows and our griefs.
他担当了我们的忧患和痛苦。
So he can bring not only forgiveness for sins,
好让我们不是只有得到赦免
freedom from curses,
而且是从这个咒诅得到自由
but bring healing to the grief and sorrow.
更是从这样的忧患和痛苦当中我们可以得到这样的一个完全的自由和安慰
says he was bruised for our iniquities.
所以才会讲说他是为了我们的罪孽压伤
he carried our iniquities.
他整个背负了我们这些的罪孽
so the Bible uses three different words.
所以看到圣经他用了三个不同的字眼
Many people don't seem to understand there is a difference.
可是我们常常在看的时候不晓得这三个字的差别
He carried our sins.
第一个是他背负我们的罪
The word sin means to fall short.
这个罪刚刚讲到就是亏负没有达到
To fail to live like God wanted us to live.
没有达到神对我们生命的旨意
To not come up to God's standard.
没有达到神的标准
Transgression.
然后第二个是过犯
means we deliberately and intentionally break His laws, knowing what we're doing.
这个过犯是指说我们明知故犯
iniquity.
然后第三，我们的这种罪
that's to be crooked and twisted.
它这种呢，它是讲到这样的一个罪愆，讲到是好像是一种扭曲
to be bent towards a certain kind of sin.
就好像是我们生命受到了一些的扭曲，以至于我们容易向某种罪去犯下某种罪。
So because of iniquity in our life,
那因为有这样的罪愆
there we tend to fall short of what God has expects of us.
那就很容易让我们就没有办法达到神的标准。
And this leads us to deliberately breaking His laws.
以至于它接下来产生就是我们会明知故犯。
Jesus took our sins.
那第一个，耶稣他都已经承担我们的罪。承担了我们的这样的过犯
He took our iniquities.
也承担了我们的罪愆
He took our curses.
他也承担我们的咒诅
took our rejection.
他也承担我们的被拒绝
He took our griefs and sorrows.
承担我们的忧患我们的痛苦
And He took the sicknesses that come upon our life.
然后也这个也承担我们一切的疾病
All of these things He took on the cross.
所有这一切耶稣他都拿到十字架上
He was our substitute.
他成了代替我们的
And He did this to disarm spiritual powers.
他之所以做了这一切是为了要夺走所有一切邪灵的权势，好让我们从邪灵的压制底下得释放
and positioned as sons,
然后让我们恢复到儿子的这个位分
in relationship with God as Father,
跟这位神恢复一个父子的关系
and be restored to a place of authority again.
那我们能够再恢复到有权柄的身份
So when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior,
所以当你接受耶稣基督成为你的救主
you are acknowledging what He has done on the cross on your behalf.
意思是你承认耶稣为你成就的刚刚这一切
It is a complete work.
他完全了一切的工作
It's a finished work.
他已经都做完了
Our work is to believe and take hold of its provision.
而剩下的轮到我们要做的就是我们要相信完全的接受
By bringing our sins to the cross.
把我们的罪带到十字架面前
Speaking and confessing them.
这就是说我们要口里承认出来
By bringing our transgressions to the cross.
然后把我们的罪孽也带到他面前
Bringing our iniquities to the cross.
把我们的过犯带到他面前
Bringing our sorrows to the cross.
把我们的忧患带到他面前
Bringing our curses to the cross.
也把我们的咒诅带到十字架面前
Jesus has done the work legally.
那因为耶稣他都已经完全都做好了
To break its power and set us free.
完全的断开邪灵权势让我们自由
When he shed his blood.
当他流出他的血
It was sufficient.
那这一切都够了。
That's why when Jesus died on the cross,
所以当耶稣死在十字架上的时候
He said it is finished.
他就说成了。
The work has been done for you.
意思是说这样的工作已经成了。
He welcomes us now.
他现在欢迎我们。
To receive the benefits of that work.
要能够来去享受他这个工作所带来的好处。
So Jesus has done the work.
耶稣都做完了。
But now we must position ourselves.
但是现在是我们要让自己定好位置。
To receive the benefits of what he has done.
才能够去领受他这个成这些工作所带来的好处。
It's not we have to do the work ourselves.
所以这个讲的不是我们要去做这些工作。
But with the help of the Holy Spirit,
而是靠着圣灵的帮助。
We can position ourselves.
我们可以进入到那个位置。
To receive the benefits of what Jesus has done.
才能去领受耶稣给我们的益处好处。
So that's the second part of the foundation for freedom.
那这个就是要讲到的是这个得自由的根基的第二部分。
And our part rests totally on what Jesus has done.
我们所要做的就是完全要去享受耶稣他所做的这一切。
So in the next session,
那在下一堂课
we will share our part,
后半段就要讲到是我们要做的部分
how we position ourselves,
怎么样让自己进入那个位置
so we can be free,
我们才能够完全自由
from the power of evil spirits,
脱离这个邪灵的影响
and exercise our authority over them,
然后运用出我们的权柄来胜过邪灵
stay connected to this program,
所以欢迎你待会再继续收看
Good TV, and welcome back to our session on Foundations for Freedom.
欢迎大家打开我们的好消息电视台，并且收看我们回来收看我们这一集讲到的就是自由的根基。
We were sharing in our last session the work that Jesus did on our behalf.
上半堂我们谈到的就是耶稣他为我们做了什么。
And we saw that at the cross of Christ.
讲到的是耶稣他在十字架上。
He paid the full price.
他付了完全的赎价
to redeem us from the impact of sins,
要救赎我们第一个脱离罪
transgressions,
第二罪孽
iniquities,
然后再来是过犯
curses,
还有咒诅
griefs and sorrows,
还有忧患痛苦
rejection,
还有拒绝
to deliver us from every hold evil spirits have upon us.
换句话说就是让所有这个魔鬼他可能来辖制我们的这种管道他全部都断绝
Jesus has done the work.
那耶稣他已经都做了
How can weTake hold of that.
可是接下来我们要怎么样来才能够完全的领受
How can we overcome evil spirits?
怎么样能够胜过邪灵
I want to read to you a verse in the book of James.
我们来看新约雅各书
And we'll read it in verse 6 and 7.
是第四章的第六、第七节
God resists the proud, but gives grace or empowerment to the humble.
讲到说神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人
Therefore, submit to God,Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
故此，你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
The word grace means to empower you.
那这个地方所谓的是赐恩，在第六节讲赐恩是给你能力。
It's nothing we deserve. It's a gift God gives that empowers us.
换句话说，是因为是恩典，是只有神才能给我们，不是我们自己拥有的。
God gives it to people who show a humble heart.
那这个讲到是神他给一切愿意谦卑下来的人
So therefore it tells us
所以告诉我们
Submit to God
我们一定要来顺服降服神
Resist the devil
然后要抵挡魔鬼
And the devil will flee away from you
魔鬼一定会离开的
So it's God's intention
所以神的他的心意
That you have authority over all evil spirits
就是要让你能够有权柄胜过所有邪灵
That would seek to afflict you and bring you into bondage
所有要来攻击你的要辖制你的
And not only that but you can help others as well
不仅如此还让你有能力帮助其他人
But it starts with you being free.
但一开始是你自己要先得自由
So notice what it tells us
那我们就来看
Two things
它两件事
Submit to God
第一你要降服于神
That word submit
这个地方的降服
It's a word meaning to position yourself under his leadership
意思是说要把我们放在一个顺服神权柄还有他这个领导权的位置上
It's a military term
那这个是军队性一个军事 用词
Come under the leadership of the Spirit of God and the Word of God so that you're positioned for battle.
你要对神的灵还有神的话要完全的顺服要完全的遵从
So it takes humility to submit and position ourselves right before God.
所以这个地方的谦卑和顺服是一起的我们要愿意谦卑下来完全降服神的这个领导权
And when we're rightly positioned,
当我们站在这样正确的位置
you can resist the demons,
你就有能力来抵挡魔鬼
and they will run away
and然后他们看到你就会逃跑
What an amazing promise
这是不是很棒的应许
You can resist the demons
你可以来抵挡魔鬼
They will run from you
而且他们就要看到你逃跑
It's a radically different thinking
这是跟我们过去完全不一样的想法
than living in fear of these things
而不是活在恐惧底下
Position yourself right in God
所以 把你放在一个正确的位置上。
Resist the devil.
然后你要抵挡魔鬼。
In the using the authority of Jesus' name.
然后用奉耶稣的名来运行你的权柄。
And they will run from you.
魔鬼就会逃跑。
Okay, so what are some of the steps in positioning ourselves?
那接下来要看，它有什么样的步骤让我们放在这个正确的位置。
Submitting to God requires a measure of humility in our life.
所谓的降服于神，它其实对一个人来讲是要有极大的谦卑。
Willingness to cooperate with God，
因为代表我们愿意与神同工。
And do things His way，
而且按照神的方式来做事情。
Instead of our way，
而不是用我们的方式。
So first step，
所以第一步
，You must recognize and take responsibility for the problems and issues you have。
就是你要先认出你生命有什么样的问题，而且愿意来对付它。
That means we need to face honestly what's happening in our life。
意思是我们要很愿意、诚实的来面对我们生命里面有什么问题。
Stop pretending, stop covering, stop denying。
不要去假装，不要去想去掩盖住，也不要去否认。
If we have a sin, have a problem, there's an issue in our life.Just declare, become honest.
如果你发现自己里面有一些罪，有一些软弱，你就坦诚就好。
And take responsibility for it.
然后你要负起责任。
Many people live a victim mindset. They're blaming someone else for why they're like they are.
很多人在面对自己的软弱跟罪恶的时候，他们会是抱着一种被害者的心态，把罪推到别人身上。
It's my father's fault. It's my mother's fault.
都是我爸爸，都是我妈妈。
It's the pastor's fault.
都是牧师。
It's the government's fault.
都是政府。
My teacher's fault.
都是我老师害的。
If you blame others for why you are in this condition,
如果你都是为了就是为了自己的过错都是怪别人，
you are left powerless.
那你就没有任何的力量。
We need to take ownership and responsibility for our life.
我们应该要为自己的人生负起完全的责任。
And that means taking ownership of the reactions to people.
意思就是说，我们要对自己所有的一切的反应要负责。还有为我们自己所犯的罪，一切的过错，我们要负起责任。
In Proverbs 28:13，
在这个箴言书第28:13，
If we cover our sin，
他讲说，如果我们想遮掩我们的罪过，
try to conceal what's happening，
想要掩盖住，
we shan't prosper。
那我们就没有办法成功。
We don't go forward。
我们没有办法往前走。
We're not empowered by God。
我们就也神也不会允许我们。
But if we forsake it，
可是如果我们愿意弃绝
，We find or experience God's mercy flowing into our life。
我们就能够去经历到神的怜悯来到我们身上。
So the first thing is really is honesty。
所以第一件事情，简单讲就是要诚实面对。
Being open with God about what is happening in my life。
要诚实的面对神，我们的生命里头有什么样的软弱。
Taking responsibility for it。
要负起完全的责任。
The second is to repent and confess any sin.
第二步骤就是要为我们一切的过犯和罪恶来承认，并且来悔改。
Sin has opened the door.
罪它会打开这样的门。
And allowed spirits to enter our life.
让邪灵进入我们生命。
We need to do what God says to do with it.
但我们必须按照神的吩咐来做。
In 1 John 1:9.
这是在约翰一书第一章第九节。
If we confess our sin.
如果我们认罪，承认我们的过犯。
He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
神是信实的，是公义的，他必洗净我们一切的过犯和不义。
So if we confess our sin,
所以只要我们认罪。
That word confess is the word homologio to say the same thing that God says about it.
所谓的认罪，它的原文讲的是 homologio， 意思是说按照神所看的方式说出我们的罪。
So to confess our sin,
所以承认我们的罪
is to speak to God about what we've done.
就是向神说出我们所做错了什么事。
Call it what he calls it.
就按照神他所看的那个方式来说出来。
And agree with him.
然后跟神是同意的。
That by bringing it to the cross.
啊，把这一切带到十字架。
Its power is broken in our life.
那这样的权势呢，就可以从我们的生命被断开。
If we confess our sins,
只要我们认罪。
He is faithful and just to forgive us.
那神是信实是公义的，他就必赦免我们。
So notice forgiveness flows.
那这个赦免会来到我们身上。
In response to our confessing the sin.
那这个是因着我们先愿意认罪悔改。
God has provided.
预备好了赦免。
Confessing our sin and repenting of it positions ourselves to receive.
承认我们的罪，才能够让赦免来到我们的身上。
It's like forgiveness is waiting for you.
就好像这个赦免已经在天上等着你。
But you humble yourself.
但是你必须先谦卑。
Take ownership of your failure.
然后为自己的失败来负责。
Bring it before the Lord.
把这个东西带到主面前。
And receive His forgiveness.
然后接受他的赦免。
The Bible is very clear.
圣经很清楚说
that we need to repent of sin.
我们必须要认罪。
It means change our thinking.
那个意思是说要改变我们的思想。
Have a turnaround.
我们要改变。
begin to walk differently.
然后有不同的生活态度。
So we abandon the sin that we thought was going to be good for us.
我们要去弃绝那一切我们以为原先以为对我们是好的。
Remember what we saw in the very first session.
我们在第一堂课有讲到。
The temptation that came into the original man and woman.
在一开始的时候，这个诱惑来到亚当夏娃面前。
That God doesn't love you.
他会说神不爱你。
He's not can't trust him.
这个诱惑是说你不能信任他。
But the scripture tells us he loves you.
但是经文说神爱你。
And you can be, you can absolutely trust him.
那你可以完全信靠神。
To release forgiveness.
然后他也愿意向你释放赦免。
That's as good as saying it's never happened.
那他可以对你说这永远从来没有发生过。
It's wiped away.
因为他涂抹了。
And if it's wiped away, demons have no power to use that sin against you.
既然已经涂抹你那一切的罪恶，魔鬼他就不能再用那些控告你。
A third important foundation is forgiveness.
那第三个步骤就是赦免。
Jesus spoke these words in Mark 11.
那马可福音第十一章耶稣说
,25 and 26.
在第二十五二十六节。
When you stand praying,
就是当你在站着祷告的时候
,forgive if you have anything against anyone.
如果你有任何的对头，你想起有任何的对头，你就要先去饶恕他。
So your heavenly Father might forgive you.
好让你在天上的父他能够来饶恕你。
Forgiveness is a very big issue.
饶恕在基督徒来讲是很重要一件事。
And unforgiveness is a very big problem.
不饶恕人常常造成很大的问题。
This is because, for you to forgive, you must acknowledge you hurt.
那你要饶恕人，首先你要先认出，你要承认你自己受伤。
Jesus said in Matthew 18 and verse 34 and 35.
耶稣他在马太福音第十八章三十五节有讲到。
He spoke of the unforgiving servant.
他有讲到一个不饶恕的仆人
，who had been forgiven so much。
他之前呢，他欠了一大笔的债被赦免了。
But refused to forgive the fellow servant。
可是当他面对另外一个人的时候，他拒绝去宽恕他所欠的债。
Very little amount。
他那个人欠他的钱很少。
Very big amount。
他自己欠的债非常多。
Forgiven a very big amount。
他欠的那一大笔的债被赦免。
Wouldn't forgive a very little amount。
但是他被人家欠的那一点点钱，他却不愿意饶恕。
If you compare your sins against an almighty God with the sins of others against you, their ones are very little.
所以当我们自己去好好的去比较我们在面对这位全能神我们的那个罪愆过犯有多少以及别人得罪我们所犯的罪只有那么一点点我们就很容易饶恕别人。
And Jesus made the statement in Matthew 18:35 that if we won't forgive from our heart our brother their sin, trespasses,Then the doorway is opened up for us to be delivered to tormentors.
主耶稣他在马太福音第十八章三十四、三十五节讲到说，当我们不愿意从心里头来饶恕那些得罪我们的弟兄的话，神就没有办法来饶恕我们。
When someone hurts you,
当有人伤害你
，it's natural to feel hurt and angry.
以人来讲，当然会觉得受伤或者生气。
And to demand they do something to put this right.
而且很自然就会希望对方他能够有一些的采取一些的行动。
We feel an injustice.
那要不然的话，我们会觉得不公不义。
I've been treated unjustly and unfairly.
会觉得说我受到很不公平的待遇。
You owe me.
你会觉得你这个人欠了我了。
You owe me an apology.
你欠我一个道歉。
Or you owe me restitution.
你应该要好像要补偿我。
So when a person has unforgiveness in their heart,
那当一个人心里头有不饶恕
，It's like carrying a debt.
就好像背负了一笔债。
The person is indebted to you.
就觉得别人欠了你债。
And you can choose to release the debt.
那你可以选择就是去赦免他这一笔债。
Or to hold the debt.
或者是你要一直抱着这一笔债。
Forgiveness is releasing the debt.
所谓的饶恕呢，你就是赦免了这一笔债务。
Forgiveness is not saying what you did is little thing.
所谓的饶恕不是讲说你这个人所做的没关系。
Forgiveness is not saying it didn't matter.
这个所谓的饶恕也不是代表他做的这一切对你都没有任何影响 他当然有影响你
Forgiveness does not mean you can trust the person
那饶恕也不代表你后面还可以继续相信那个人
Forgiveness does not mean you'll forget it
也不代表你就忘记了曾经发生的事
情 It means you are letting go the demand they pay you back
而是说你愿意去释放你可以选择不要求对方来还债
You are leaving the injustice to God to sort out
而且你选择把这样的不公不义的事情交给神来处理。
You are letting go of what they did so you can move on with your life.
你愿意释放对方他的这个很错误的行为，然后你愿意继续的朝着你的人生走。
So we don't forgive others because they deserve it.
那我们今天饶恕一对方，不是代表他值得我们饶恕。
They may not deserve it at all.
他们可能完全不配这样的饶恕。
We forgive them.
但我们饶恕。
Because God has forgiven us so much.
是因为神他赦免我们极大的过犯。
And that's how we walk with Him.
那我们才能够跟神同行。
By being like Him, a great forgiver.
那是因为我们要能够，所以我们要能够成为一个饶恕人的，才能够像神。
So sometimes before you set, you release forgiveness.
所以有的时候在你要饶恕人之前
，You may need to acknowledge just how deeply hurt you are.
你可能先认出，要先承认你有受伤的程度。
So when we forgive a person,
所以当我们饶恕人
，We acknowledge the reality of the pain and the distress they've caused.
那我们要先承认，就是这个伤害在我们身上造成的这一个伤害的程度。
And we release them from obligation.
那接下来我们就是释放那一个人，他不用再还这个债。
And choose instead to treat them as a person of value.
然后我们在接下来就愿意，就是还是要照着一个人的这样的一个价值来尊重对方。
The Bible says, you know, you've passed from death to life when love starts to flow again.
那这一个这个圣经里面有讲到说，当我们愿意来去饶恕人的时候呢，这个债务也会停止，爱也能够重新的 流出来。
So forgiveness is a crucial issue if we want to be free.
所以我们如果要得自由的话，饶恕是非常重要的一件事情。
So you bring the feelings, the injustice, the anger to the cross, and then release forgiveness to the person.
你把受伤的这样的所有的情绪呢，全部交在神的面前。然后你就把这个饶恕就释放给对方。
And it may be a process. You may have to continue to do this.
而它可能是需要一段的时间，你才能够完完全全的饶恕。
Sometimes we have to go and put things right with the person.
那有的时候甚至我们必须去面对面找那一个人。
There's a part we have played by reacting in an angry way, and we need to apologize and put our part right.
比方说我们可能跟对方，我们自己本身产生了一些好像很错误的一些态度或发脾气，那我们可能就要去找对方要去修这个和好。
So these are ways we position ourselves so we can have authority to deal with demons.
这些都是让我们能够去站在一个正确的位置上，重新恢复我们的权柄。
We come to Christ at the cross.
我们来到十字架的耶稣面前。
We humbly acknowledge where we have failed.
那也谦卑承认我们自己所犯的。
Confess and repent our sins.
然后认罪。
Receive forgiveness for them.
然后接受了这样的一个赦免饶恕。
And release forgiveness to other people.
那也对别人来释放出这样的饶恕。
A fourth thing that we do.
那第四个我们要做的。
Is we sometimes need to renounce agreements that we have made with spirits or agreements that have brought us into bondage.
那第四个就是我们要去弃绝我们起初原先跟同一邪灵所做出的一些的行动或说出的一些话。
To renounce means to say words that cancel some agreement.
所谓的弃绝就是我们要去废除掉，要去取消掉我们过去所做的一些的行动或者是话。
So we need the Holy Spirit to show us where we have done things that we need to cancel by breaking them.
那这个时候我们需要圣灵来光照我们，让我们能够想起来我们在哪些时候有做出这样的这种行动。
In the realm of the Spirit, your words have power.
我们必须要去认识到在灵界当中我们曾经说过的话都是带有能力的。
Power to bring people into bondage,
这样的话语有可能是让人受到辖制。
Power to break those agreements,
或者是释放出让人得自由的话语。
Proverbs, it says in 28:18, I think, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
在箴言的28:18讲到说这个生死都在舌的权下。
So have you made any agreements with evil spirits?
所以比方说你要去想起来你是不是曾经同意邪灵一些东西。
Be dedicated to an evil spirit?
或者把自己在某个部分献给邪灵。
Are there any generational curses or other curses operating on your life?
或者在你生命当中有没有一些家族或你个人的一些咒诅。
Speak words to cancel them.
那你就要开始透过说出话语
In Jesus' name, I renounce those agreements.
你就要说，我奉耶稣的名，我弃绝、取消所有这些的话语。
Have you made any judgments?
或者是你对人做出一些的评断。
Did you judge a father or mother?
那你评断了你的父亲、母亲。
Lord, I renounce those judgments against man, against woman, against whoever. I renounce and cancel.
你对任何人曾经做过这种不好的评断，你现在都要奉耶稣的名来弃绝、取消。
Have you made any inward vow?
或者是自己内在誓言。
I will never be like my father.
我绝对不要像我父亲。
And renounce it and cancel it.
那这种东西都要弃绝。
I renounce that vow I made to protect myself.
所以你要弃绝那种为了保护自己做出的内在誓言。
Remember, evil spirits pick up what you have said.
你要记得，邪灵他都会听见你做出的这种誓言。
And they can either access your life or they're repelled from your life by the words you speak.
他们要不就是用这些你释放出的话语进入你生命，或者透过你的生命，然后去彰显出来影响别人。
But you've made death wishes.
那或者是你这个曾经发誓，你就想要死，有死的念头。
I wish I was dead.
你就想说，我真是希望我没有，从来没有出生过。
Well, that opens the doorway for a spirit of death to numb your emotions.
那这个东西呢，会让这个死亡的灵进来，然后让你的整个情绪变得麻木不堪。
Lord, I renounce those death wishes.
那你这个时候，你就要去弃绝这样的一种死亡的誓言。
I choose life.
你要说，我要选择生命。
So you can speak words.
所以你可以说出一些话。
To renounce agreements.
能够来弃绝所有过去的这种。
Cancel curses.
那你要弃绝取消这种咒诅。
Cancel agreements you've made with evil spirits.
弃绝你曾经这个同意邪灵所说的一些谎言。
Or perhaps there's an attachment in your soul.
或者是你的魂的部分有一些的依附，有一些魂结。
Attachment to traumatic experience.
依附在一些很这种巨大创痛的经历里。
Attachment to a soul part, a partner you've been sexually involved with.
或者是你在因为性行为所产生的一种魂结。
Attached to someone who's controlled your life.
或者是对于在某些人他控制你的生命而你产生那样的依附。
Attached to some idol.
或者依附对于一种偶像的依附。
Attached to some pornography or pornographic images.
或者是色情或者对这种色情的一种代表的东西呢，你有一种依附。
Attached to some addictive substance of air.
或者让一些会产生上瘾行为的东西的依附。
Maybe even attached to fantasies.
或者是对幻想的依附。
If you're aware you're attached in any part of your life.
所以你要去查验出来你生命有没有一种依附。
In an unhealthy way.
是一种不健康的依附。
Then speak words to cancel and renounce it.
然后你接下来你就要透过话语宣告弃绝所有这种的依附。
Then we need to reach out and receive freedom.
最后我们就是要来向神来支取这样的一个自由。
Claim the freedom Christ offers.
你要来去宣告出耶稣给你的自由。
Romans 10:13.
这个是在罗马书第十章十三节。
Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
他说凡是呼叫耶稣基督的名字的他都要得自由。
So reach out and claim your freedom.
所以你要开始要运用信心然后来宣告你的自由。
Lord, I claim freedom.
你说神啊我要宣告我的自由。
I claim freedom in Jesus' name.
我要说我得着这个我奉耶稣名得着。
From the power of this tormenting spirit.
要完全的脱离这样的折磨我的邪灵。
Freedom is God's gift to you.
那这个自由是神给你的。
Something you reach out and claim with words.
是你要透过话语然后去支取下来的。
So notice what it told us in James 4:7.
那刚刚看到雅各书四章的十三节，讲说你要顺服神
，position yourself，
所以你要把自己放在一个位置
，so you can receive from God，
你才能够从神那边领受
，and have authority to represent Him，
然后得到权柄来代表神。
The first positioning, of course，
所以第一个位置
is to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior，
当然就是要接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
That's the first positioning. No man comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ.
那这个圣经讲到说。一定要透过耶稣基督才能到天父面前。
So if I submit to God,
所以第一个就是我顺服神。
That means I come before Him humbly.
那意思是说我谦卑来到他面前。
Acknowledging Jesus Christ and who He is.
然后承认耶稣基督的身份。
Repenting of my sins.
为我的罪来认罪悔改。
Releasing forgiveness.
然后释放该给人的饶恕。
Renouncing bondages and attachments and the things that have affected my life.
然后弃绝在我生命当中一切的辖制，还有一切的。这样的影响力。
Then I can reach out and claim freedom.
那接下来我才能够去从天上来支取拥有属于我的这个自由。
It says now submit to God.
所以说你要顺服神。
Now resist the devil.
啊，抵挡魔鬼。
Resist means to stand against.
所以的抵挡就是你要站着来面对他，抵挡他。
Means to take a position contrary to something.
那也是说代表你要站的位置是完全跟那个位置是相反的。
And to do this, you need to speak words.
那要。抵挡魔鬼是你要释放话语。
In Luke 10:19,
在这个路加福音的第十章
，Jesus made this promise to his disciples.
这个耶稣对他的门徒有做这样的一个应许。
Behold, I give you authority to tread underfoot serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise harm you.
19节讲到说，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
Jesus said, I give you.
神说，我已经给你。
I bestow an advantage on you.
他，我已经走在你的前面了。
I present a gift to you.
我就也把这样的这个礼物为你预备好。
I entrust or I appoint you into an office.
而且我已经命定你了，差派你了，给你这样的职分。
I give you authority.
给你这样的权柄。
I give you the right to speak and act on my behalf.
给你有这样的完全的权利，能够代表我来说话。
The right to represent me.
能够代表我。
And to tread underfoot serpents and scorpions and every evil spirit.
这样的权柄就可以让你践踏蛇和蝎子，胜过仇敌一切的能力。
Completely crush them.
完全的践踏毁坏。
That Jesus gives you that authority.
所以耶稣已经给你这样的权柄。
So how do you exercise it?
但是你要怎么运用出来？
Well, you have to speak directly to spirits.
那第一个是你要直接的面对邪灵来说话。
Spirit of fear.
你要对恐惧的灵说话。
I command you to go from me.
你说我奉耶稣的命令离开我。
Unclean spirit.
还有污秽的灵。
I command you to go from me.
我命令你离开我。
You speak from your spirit.
所以你要从你的灵人里面开始说话。
Words of command, just as Jesus did.
你要说出命令的话语，奉耶稣名说出命令的话语。
And speak confidently.
然后带着确据来说。
You are representing Jesus Christ, the conqueror of demons.
你要知道，你是完全代表耶稣基督的。
You are positioned now.
然后你现在站对了位置。
To insist the demons to.
你就要能够来拒绝魔鬼一切的权势。
They may argue with you.
他们可能会跟你不断的讨价还价。但是你说我拒绝你。
But if you hold your ground.
然后你说我要站定在我的位置上。
The promise of God is sure.
因为神的应许是确实的。
Submit to God.
所以你要顺服神。
Resist the devil.
抵挡魔鬼。
He will flee from you.
那魔鬼一定会逃跑。
So you can speak and command.
所以你能够对他说话，然后命令他。
Spirits that trouble you.
那所有折磨你的。
To go from you.
你就命令他离开。
So the way you would do it,
那你要做的方式呢？
Is speak directly to them,
就是直接对邪灵说话。
And then use scripture.
然后用经文来对他说话。
Spirit of fear,
你要说恐惧的灵。
I command you to go from my life.
我命令你从我身上离开。
Go now in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名现在就出去。
God has not given me a spirit of fear.
神给我的不是恐惧的灵。
He's given me a spirit of power.
他给我的是在灵里的大能。
And love.
还有爱
and a sound mind.
还有这个刚强谨守的心
I exercise dominion over you,
所以我现在对你来说话
and I refuse you in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣名拒绝你
Leave my life now.
你现在完全出去
Isn't that amazing?
那你会发现很惊奇
That God has restored you into relationship.
神他恢复你进入这个关系
Restored you as a son with a loving father.
然后恢复你成为一个儿子享受
Now you can speak to spirits.
那让你就可以成为一个灵
And insist they depart from you.
然后你可以拒绝邪灵来影响你。
And not only this,
不仅如此。
When Jesus gave the Great Commission,
当这个耶稣他赐给我们大使命。
He said, These signs will follow all that believe.
他说这些神迹奇事都必随着你。
In my name, they'll cast demons out of people.
你们奉着我的名，你就能够赶鬼。
I trust this teaching has really blessed and empowered you.
我相信我们这一次的课很就大大帮助你。
God bless.